So it was, you know, the fact that they had just come home from a road trip that figured into how you kind of jumped on
well,
early?
It sure didn't look like they came home from a road trip in the first 5 minutes. They came out with a ton of energy, and they really came at us hard, and we absorbed that, and then we scored that first goal, and then the game kind of settled down, and I liked our game from then on. They did the same thing. We were ready for what they did in the third period, and you got to give them credit. They pushed hard, and I liked our response to that push, and I just liked our overall game tonight. Well, I think the first goal had something to do with it. I think they felt like a momentum was leaning towards them, and then all of a sudden we score that first goal, and that, I think those kind of things for us certainly settled our team down. And I'm not sure how they felt. I just liked our game and our composure, and you're playing against a team that takes more penalties than anybody else. You need good discipline out there, and you need a good power play, and I think we had both tonight.
Was there any talk of taking the crowd out of the game at all?
No, not at all. No, we don't. You know what? That's not really an issue. I think every building you go into, and we played in Toronto the other night, and we had such an emotional Veterans Day ceremony before the game, and you play in Montreal, every building has incredible fans, and we've got a good road record, and we take pride in that, and I think we come out and we play hard, and I think we get contributions from a lot of plays, although Chris Versteeg will probably debate me on that one.
This is his first hat trick, he said, since he was about 16 or 17.
Yeah.
He developed a
Well, you know what? He's opportunity, and I think when opportunity presents itself in different ways, and I think what he's done is he's realizes that he's given quality opportunity on this team that he may not have seen in Toronto, or he may not have seen when he was in Chicago with those incredible offensive players that those teams have. And I think when he's getting those high-end roles, he's really decided to take advantage of it. And it hasn't just been one game. He's been really consistent and a good player for us all year. Well, I think it's Brian Campbell is a real leader back there. He's a guy that, he's got a really nice disposition about him. He's got a strong leadership feel to him. And you have Ed Jovanovski that's got a lot of experience. And there's a lot of skill back there. And I think we're encouraging that to take advantage of their skill set. And I think, I think sometimes it's not real fancy. I think they're really creating by knowing that if they put pucks towards the net, that when you have a good net presence, that good things will happen. I think, fortunately for us, production has followed, and, they keep doing it, and it's continues to work for us.
Scotty Upshaw's dad.
That's a good one. I haven't even checked yet, but it looked like he is pretty sore there when I saw him. So he'll be evaluated tomorrow. But I think he took a pretty good hit, and is pretty tender right now.
Lower body.
Yep.
Are you surprised by your team? No one really talked about Florida in terms of challenging for the playoffs, but you guys seem to be surprising a lot of people. What do you think of your team so far?
Well, I think we play in a good league. I look at the teams that we play in Pittsburgh, and you've got Philly coming this weekend for the first time, and Washington, and every night we've got our hands full. So that's what I feel, is we play in a good league, and I think our guys are just going out and they're putting a lot of effort in, some nights where we've lost, we played pretty hard, and it hasn't worked out for us. So I think we're not so much worried about the end result. I think we're worried more about the process, and good things seem to be falling from there.